Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so look, there's this one guy on social media who says, Simon, when it comes to ups and downs, you should always look to give a down, otherwise you're not being balanced. Now, one, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life, but two, this is a Positive Pete show. How can you watch this for the many years that we've done it and not realise I'm always going to be looking for the good? However, I do like to serve my audience. I think it's important, so let's bring up the ups and downs counters. There they are. And I am going to give a down this week for you. That's right, the person that tweets me all the damn time, you getting a down. I hope you're happy. Now let's move on from that because it was utterly ridiculous. Hello, my name is Simon from What Culture. You are watching Ups and Downs, and we just had another episode of AEW Rampage. Did we like it or did we hate it? We find out with this, the finger of power. Let us up those downs. Darby Allin versus Mark Quinn was our opening match on Rampage, and I always appreciate this because it's AEW originals going at it. Darby was still hurt from the pay-per-view too, and the whole time I was like, oh man, my ribs, my midsection, it hurts so much. So Mark was really smart here, especially when they brawled to the floor. He grabbed him and he threw him into Simba the Steel Steps. And I was like, yeah, that'll do it. Sting and Isaiah Cassidy were at ringside as well, so they were just hanging around waiting to push that distraction button. And back in the squared circle, Quinn did one of those suplexes into the turnbuckle, and because Darby Allin just throws himself around the ring with as much fire as he can, flub me, look dead. I mean, this is the best thing about Allin matches. He just goes at everything about 100 miles an hour, so you totally believe it, which was even better when Mark Quinn was like, all right, well, if you are going to do that, you do have bad ribs, I'm going to apply the abdominal stretch. And I was like, there we go, some old school wrestling. Quinn took loads of this match too, and it was really nice to see, and he even hit this flipping DDT thing, which I liked the look of. But it was actually Sting that inspired Allin's comeback, because when his back was up against it, he was like, I know what I'll do. I'll use the Scorpion Death Drop. Daddy teaching his son a few tricks. Allin was then going to hit the coffin drop, but Isaiah finally did hit distraction. And even though Sting took him out, this allowed Mark Quinn to get back to his feet. And he pushed Darby from his perch and he took this horrible bump on the ropes. I mean, seriously, this guy is crazy. Mark then followed that up with a 450 splash to the floor. And let us not forget that that move is nuts when you do it in the ring, and it's borderline insane when you do it out of it. So it really actually did feel at one point that it was going to be Quinn's night, but very sadly, he didn't know Darby Allin had a finisher stored up. So when he went from the shooting star press, Allin got out of the way. From nowhere, he was able to apply an armbar. Instantly, Mark Quinn tapped out, and I always enjoy that, because if you watch UFC or MMA, you know that happens in real life, so why wouldn't it happen here? Very enjoyable stuff. We weren't done, though, as the AFO came out, because, of course, the H is now gone after they kicked Matt Hardy out of the group, and even though they were about to hit everybody, all of a sudden, dunna hit, out came the Hardy Boys. They were dressed like their old selves. Everybody went crazy, and look how many directions and paths we can go out now. I am ready for it. Dan Lambert then promised that Scorpio Sky will defeat Wardlow on Dynamite, and maybe he will when we had one of these House of Black videos. I don't really know what they were going on about. I think they said they knew all of our secrets. Probably means they're going to find out, but sometimes I eat flowers. Mercedes Martinez then finally remembered to turn up to AEW. And I was like, I tell you, Mercedes, if you get in trouble here, Thunder Rosa better not save your ass, because you didn't do the same for her at Revolution. But I suppose she is a super-duper good guy, and she's done with Britt Baker's nonsense. And I presume that she was watching Martinez versus Jamie Hayter. Well, I mean, she must have done, because as soon as we were finished, out came Thunder Rosa. This was proper back-and-forth stuff, though. One forearm from Jamie Hayter, I swear, knocked the skin off Mercedes Martinez's face. But all that did was piss her off, because she grabbed Jamie, and she threw her into the turnbuckle too. And I was like, why do we keep doing this move? She also hit a German suplex from the top, and this is when Rebel freaked out. And of course, we went back to the whole Britt Baker goons get involved thing, because she started causing a distraction. The referee didn't know what was going on, so that's when Britt Baker did lay in some shots. So by the time Mercedes got back to her feet, Jamie Hayter just whammed her with a lariat and kind of surprisingly beat her for the 1-2-3. Britt and Co were then gonna finish her afterwards, but of course, this is where Thunder came out. She chased everybody away, and at least this all makes sense now, because of course we are gonna do the cage match on Dynamite. Now, I'll be the first to admit, kind of feel like we should have done that at the pay-per-view, but we don't need to worry about the past. We look forward to the future. All of this was fine. Up. Sheeta then told us that she is gonna cut off Serena Deeb's head. Yep. So she must have been watching Drew McIntyre and decided to take it one step further. But we had this video package, and that was the last line that came out of her mouth. Sheeta also dresses like some kind of mob boss nowadays. I thought it was pretty good. Keith Lee versus QT Marshall was next as well, and it did exactly what it should have done. Up. We've also got to give some love to QT, who just understands his role perfectly. Like, he basically loses all the time, but he then knows how to get back over to make sure he gets some heat. Plus, he is really good in that ring. He's got the fundamentals. He had an extra worry here too, as basically all of Team Taz was watching on from the commentary position. And this was mostly Keith Lee grabbing QT Marshall and just chucking him around the place. Like, he gave him this beel at one point, and I honestly stared out my own window looking at the moon, because I thought I was going to see QT Marshall just go fuel, fly by. My best friend Nick Comorotto then tried to get involved by grabbing Keith Lee's foot, and I was like, Nick, what are you doing? He's gonna kill you. And basically, Keith Lee shrugged this off. He hit the ground zero, he got the 1-2-3, and he continues his dominance in All Elite Wrestling. The rest of the Nightmare Factory then tried to do away with him, but they failed as well. But this is when Ricky Starks and Powerhouse Hobbs got involved. My word, did the situation change quickly. And not only did they get the upper hand because of the numbers game, but Hobbs also gave Keith Lee this spine buster. And I was like, here we go, it's big men slapping man meat. And while we are here, shout out to Big E, I hope you're okay. I liked all of this though, it was nice and simple, and now I am desperate for Keith Lee versus Powerhouse Hobbs, because my word, it is going to be ridiculous. It was our main event for Rampage after this, meaning this week's episode was a lot less crazy than it has been before. However, it was Tony Nese taking on the debuting Swerve Strickland. I thought this was pretty damn good. As we are talking about Swerve too, I was lucky to see him in person for the first time a few weeks ago when he did take on Cara Noir at Progress Wrestling. And seriously, he went through around about 82 different styles and he was good at every single one. It was the same for Cara as well. So I just wanted to throw that in there because I was very impressed by that match. It was kind of the same here too because they just did everything. They did a little bit of wrestling, they did a little bit of brawling, they did a little bit of reversing. And when the time was right, Strickland basically got like caught up in the ring apron, and Tony Nese just booted him right in the air. Nese also screwed up a moonsault, but he was able to hit the juice box for a near fall, and seriously, that's one of the best names in all of professional wrestling. And then he too was hitting a 450. I was like, what is this? Why can everybody on the roster do these crazy, crazy flips? It was also a tease of a tombstone. If you remember how many tombstones we got on Revolution, I was like, well, that maneuver is out of control as well. And really, this all built to Swerve doing his big stomps. He did a final one off the top rope. He got the 1-2-3, and I tell you, he is going to smash it in AEW. I can just feel it in my tum-tum. Which brought us to the end of Rampage, and as you can see, this one just flew by, because we had match, we had a little bit of a segment, we had match, we had a little bit of a segment, we have a match, and now we move on to Dynamite. But overall, this is going to get it up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.